Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. We clearly see that, number one, the living Christ indwelling his children is their sole hope of glory. It is only by being made a new creature that any man may enter into the kingdom of heaven. Number two, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile insofar as the kingdom of heaven is concerned. No man is accepted by God on the basis of his natural birth or heritage. Number three, God will ultimately save all of his elect, even gathering his remnant from among the children of Israel, though they be in apparent darkness at the present time. The Lord will gather his people from all nations of the earth, every kindred, tribe, and tongue. Number four, the gospel which is preached in the power of the Holy Ghost is more than just words. It is a power and force which cannot be resisted nor overturned. The gospel is used by him to call his sheep by name. Number five, marriage is given to men and women to show the love of Christ for his bride, which is his church. He laid down his life for them, and they shall never perish. And number six, all of the elect shall not taste physical death, but all will be transformed into the likeness of Christ, whether alive or dead, at the last trump. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Have you known the secret of God, which is clearly revealed in the preaching of Jesus Christ and him crucified? There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Do you know him? My soul.